Welcome to Founders Time Podcast, where founders shine. Have you ever thought, I have this idea and I'd love to start a business, I'm just not sure how? Then you're in the right place. Founders Time aimed to inform and empower female vetpreneurs, military, veteran, and military spouses entrepreneurs by sharing actionable steps, tips, and resources to grow your business lean and smart. Everything you would need to start, scale, and succeed. Now, your host, Niurka Castaneda.
Hi. Today we have Frank with us. Can you introduce yourself and tell us what you do and how you came up with such an original concept?
Well, thank you for having me here. I greatly appreciate for having the opportunity to be on your show. My name is Frank Mantel. I am a 7.5-year veteran of the United States Marine Corps. I started out of security forces, then went to my primary MOS of 0311 infantry. And while I was there, I did my course, the 6-month stint in Okinawa, Japan, got back. Ended up turning around a couple months later and did several months in Kuwait underneath General Bowden and during operation with IMF. A lot of people probably don't remember, but there was a time in back then when we were trying to send inspectors over to Saddam Hussein's to inspect his cache and everything, and I was part of the security detail for that. When I got back, I ended up being a range coach for recruits at Edson Range at Camp Pendleton for the recruits at MCRD San Diego. After that was July of 2001. I ended up transferring over to Camp Lejeune and finished out my career over there. And of course, as we all know, 2001, 9/11 happened. And that's whenever, you know, everything just got real. All the training that I've been doing and everything just hit too close to home, and ended up all my training and everything that I had done being overseas and different stuff, it took a toll on my body, and my back got, you know, was severely messed up, and they felt that I was too much of a liability and was like, you know, hey, look, you can either get out on the 6-month early contract or we can transfer to something else. And if I couldn't do my job, I was like, you know what, I've got 2 kids. I might as well just go ahead and get out. So I got out in December of 02, right before a lot of the people were deploying over, or around the time everybody's deploying over. And I did one of the things that very, very many of us in the veteran community do. At that time, our transitioning out really wasn't, you know, the greatest, you know, transitioning, because it was time of, you know, conflict, and it was check off the paperwork, get done, get off the base, get out where you got to go. And for me, it was go back to where I know. I'm a redneck country boy, you know, from the backwoods of Ohio, that I grew up on the farms and stuff like that. So I went back to Ohio and started getting jobs in various different locations between security, bail bonds, and automotive industry. And I ended up, you know, getting a divorce, single dad, 2 kids, you know, 5 and 3. And it's hard. There's a lot of resources that are not out there for single fathers. And I try to do it as on my own. And that's where I made the mistake is when I got out, I got away from a lot of the veteran military community. And it took me many years to get back into the veteran community. It took me up till about 2017. To get back into the veteran community. So we're talking, what, 10, 15 years that I was away from the veteran military community and going through things and doing, getting things situated, trying to make ends meet. And then in that time period, back in 2013, I did one of the stupidest things anybody could do. Packed up a 4-bedroom house, gave the house back to the bank, put it in storage, took my last $4,000 to my name, and ended up flying a 1-way ticket with my 2 kids and our suitcases out here to San Diego, California. No job, no vehicle, didn't know anybody. And I'm here 8 years later right now. And in 2017 is whenever I decided to pursue an entrepreneurial career. I quit my job working at O'Reilly Auto Parts, cashed out my 401k, and spent $3,000 on woodworking tools, on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, various different places to get tools so I can get into doing what I know I enjoyed and what I grew up doing. When you work in a farm town, that's all you do is you make stuff and you fix things and you hunt, you fish. And I took wood shop in high school, and always somewhere I was end up doing something to help people make things or build things, whatever I was involved in. And so I started Kamikaze Woodworks. I make custom home decor and small furniture. And the reason for that was, is there wasn't a lot of, it was therapy for me. It was, you know, something to be able to relax, have, you know, a time of reflection and keep my mind going. And I wanted to be able to bring quality, you know, products back to the hands of the American people that were going to last, things that could be family heirlooms. excuse me. Yeah. Still got a cough from COVID. And, so that's what I pushed and I pursued, and, it was going good for a while. Things are, you know, picking up, getting some things situated. And then I got commissioned to do a prop for a local high school color guard here in a town that I'm located in. And it was just a fake frame, giant one that they could step through. And they wanted a colorful design. So I'm like, instead of making this big elaborate frame and painting it, I'm like, we'll take a sheet of plywood, cut out the center, print out a large giant picture frame on paper and paste it on there and cut out the outer edges and color the paper in with crayons. Well, at that time, I had recently discovered, you know, a couple of years ago, that they called us Marines crayon eaters. Now, I don't know where it came from, because when I got out, I never heard of it. I got out in 02, and it was like you were grunt, ground pounder, bullet sponge, jarhead, leatherneck. And in any branch, anytime that there is a joke that is created, we embrace it. We, in true military fashion, we will laugh right along with you. We won't get butt hurt. We won't get offended or anything. So I seen a lot of these guys that were doing videos actually eating real crayons. And whenever I started doing that project, I ended up having to switch colors. Instead of putting it down, I put it in my mouth like you'd put a pencil in your thinking or whatever, and started gnawing on the crayon. And then it hit me. Is there truly an edible crayon? I know nothing about food. I have no clue. I'm a redneck from the backwoods of Ohio trying to make ends meet and trying to figure out business in a world of woodworking, been in blue collar business, you know, all my life after the Marine Corps. And I remembered whenever I was with O'Reilly Auto Parts that when I became the store manager and the outgoing manager was leaving, a team member had brought in these homemade peanut butter truffles. They were the best peanut butter truffles I have ever had in my life. They were better than Reese cups and some of the other ones that I've seen out there. And I found out at that time that she had went to school to be a pastry chef for a few semesters. And so that was in my mental Rolodex. And whenever this idea came about for the chocolate crayons was because I did research, I found nothing out there like it. The only thing I found was a company in Singapore that actually said they made chocolate crayons and they were colored, but they took out the scent and taste of chocolate and sugar to deter children and people from eating them. And it was just like a novelty item. It wasn't nothing to be a brand or a staple within the community or the home or families or anything. So I knew that's whenever I had to do it in chocolate, and the mental Rolodex kicked in. The light bulb popped over the head. I have to call Cassandra. So I called Cassandra and Asked her, I was like, have you ever dealt with in your time in your school about making chocolate rice? And she said, no. I'm like, do you think you can try? She said, sure. That's all I needed to hear. She is a very supportive of the military. Her dad was Army. Her brother was Army. So she's got a lot of family members besides them that were in the military. And she sent me a message, a video 2 weeks later, and she actually made chocolate rice. She made a custom mold of original style crayon, made it right. And that's when I knew we had something. And I was trying to figure out the name. I was dealing with a couple people that I met on social media. And a guy, one day I was talking to him on the phone, John, and we were talking about different things. And I told him, I said, dude, I just, you know, stumbled on this idea. And I'm trying to figure out what to call it. You know, it's chocolate crayons. We actually write. And I'm turning the joke into reality. And he wasn't in the military, but he understands it because he had been within us on social media, some things that we did and some Zoom stuff that we had put together back in many years ago. And he was like, you guys have those meals in the military, right? I'm like, yeah, meals ready to eat. He was like, okay, mimic it after that. Crayons ready to eat. And I'm like, dude, when I make it big, you are getting one of the biggest, fattest paychecks out of this that there is. You have helped me create the name. So that is where the name Crayons Ready to Eat came from. And then once I knew that, then I started figuring out how do I want the packaging to look. The MRE has changed over time. And I'm like, I want it to be a staple of my era of the Marine Corps. So I started out making crayon boxes, physically printing them out on mat cardstock paper, cutting them out, folding them, gluing them up, and putting in closing the ends and putting the crayons in and packing them that way. But that didn't come until we decided to launch the business. And the way the business got launched was unbelievable, because at this point I was still doing woodworking. We would get together here and there and end up, we finally figured out the design that we wanted to go with. And we knew it could not be like original crayon for multiple reasons. One, it was small, it was thin. Chocolate is easy to break. And if you try to write with it, it would snap and hash really easy. We wanted this to be durable. Second off, we found a mold that was triangular in shape and it allowed it to be flat on the table, which stopped it from rolling off, which was a benefit to, so you didn't ruin your chocolate or lose your chocolate on the floor and have to throw it away. And most importantly was we wanted to be able to give parents the opportunity to educate their children and to teach them, this is what you do not eat. This is the one you do eat. And so we like went and locked that down. I had connected with the Marine rapper online through social media, and I had made a 21-inch wooden crayon spun out of wood and did a vinyl wrap on it that said Grunt Fuel and made it for him. And then I had made a California shape bottle opener with a bulldog's head on it for him. And he was up in LA at the time, and finally, a couple months later, he came down to San Diego to be the lead for Bunker Labs Veteran in Residence Program down here in San Diego. And I went and brought him the projects, sat down, had a talk with him, picked, you know, see how things, you know, get to know him. And he was like, so what else you got working on? I know you got to have something else you're doing. You know, you sound like the type of guy that's always got to be doing something or coming up with something. And I was like, well, I've got this idea of a chocolate crayon, you know, turning the joke into reality. And this was October of 2018. And so whenever we were sitting and talking and I told him that, his eyes lit up. He was ecstatic. He was like a kid in a candy store, literally. And he invited me down 2 weeks later to the muster they had, which is a networking event. And talking, you know, highlighting the start of the Bunker Labs Veteran Residence Program down there. So I go down there to the networking event. I shove some crayons in a lunch box with some ice wrapped in wax paper, no wrapping on the crayons, nothing. And I go down and do the networking event. After the event, I go upstairs and they let me into the room and I'm waiting for him to get, you know, wind things down. And Samantha Bonilla and Mike Sowers from Forge Clothing were part of the cohort and they were up there. And I'm sitting there waiting and they're talking and, you know, and all of a sudden Samantha says, Mike, remind me before our next photo shoot that I need to pick up some crayons. You know, we got to do a video with crayons because they're always talking about, you know, us Marines being crayon eaters. She's a Marine. She had had several other Marine female models and they were doing a photo tactical photo shoot. And I took my opportunity. I was like, well, here we go. I'm like, I got something better for you. I got crayons ready to eat. It's actually chocolate that writes in colors. And she was like, what? So I pulled them out. I showed them, brought out the little coloring sheets that I had brought. She colored it. She bit into it. She enjoyed it. She did a video. She sent it to her other Marine, female Marine models. And she was like, I need to get some of these for our photo shoot. I'm like, sure, not a problem. I'll go home and make some. And then a Marine rapper came up. We talked, invited me to come down and help me talk business because I didn't know what I was doing. I'm still trying to figure it out with the woodworking business. And that turned into, well, how about you come down and pitch your business to our cohort? Oh shit. What do I do? How do I do this? I got nothing. So that was on September 8th or 9th of 2018. And I went home, called Cassandra, and was like, we need to get together. We need to make at least 12 batches of crayons because I have this meeting, gonna pitch it the next day. Bought the domain name, figured out how to use WordPress, put the website up in WordPress, launched a Facebook, launched an Instagram page. And on September 12th, went down and pitched a business. And they were ecstatic. They loved it, you know, and all of a sudden we were now in operation. Our Instagram went from 5-6 people following us to by the end of that meeting, or by the time I was done down there, in a matter of 3 or 4 hours, I had over 100 followers on Instagram because these guys were sharing it throughout the world and tagging us. We're like, what the heck? All right, here we go. So then we started figuring out the packaging, the box, and started, was like, all right, let's see if we got something here. Let's put it on a website and figure out how to sell it. So we sold it. We made a little bit over around 100 sales or so. And next thing we know, a week and a half selling, the county calls us and is threatened to fine us almost $10,000 for failure to comply with regulations, permits, no cottage food permit, no food packaging, no food processing registration, no manufacturer certification, no food handler's card, not being a commercial kitchen, shipping outside the state or outside any shipping in general without any FDA approved packaging, all this stuff, not being a commercial facility. And I was devastated. Me and Cassandra, we were devastated. It's like, I thought of the idea. She's the brains behind it. We're like, all of a sudden, boom, the brick wall just hit. And thankfully they gave us a warning and walked us through the process to get our cottage food permit so we can make them out of our home. Out of my home, and be able to produce the chocolates and sell them direct to consumer here locally. And so that was going, we were doing good. Hit network events, got involved in some different, you know, groups, posted on social media, was able to get some traffic, sort of a few hundred items. And then we knew we had to go somewhere. We updated our packaging to look like a pouch, similar to what the MREs look like. And we were going on it. And that's where we're like, okay, we got something here. We're going to go on it, you know, make sure that we're business partners and get everything situated. and brought her fiance in and had him help figure out the measurements, the weights and stuff like that, so we can put on the packaging and everything. And just go from there. And all of a sudden, November, December hits and everything's just dying down and slow for the woodworking business. And this is all of 2019, mind you. November, December hits, the woodworking's dying down slow. We're not getting much traffic on the crayons. And then COVID hits. And all of a sudden, we're getting put to a halt by the county. Nobody can make anything. Nothing's getting issued. And I had to make a decision. I had bills to pay. I had kids to take care of. So I went back to work at O'Reilly Auto Parts in February of 2020. And couldn't do anything. So going through the whole year of 2020, and then the beginning of 2021, I was like, 2021 is going to be the year of CREs. And Clubhouse comes along. And I got COVID. So when I got COVID, I was quarantined home. Couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do anything, couldn't get a part of anything, couldn't go to work. And this stuff is no joke. It takes you out and it takes you down, but I could not let it stop me. And when Clubhouse came out, I was at work, had it in my ear, had the other phone answering phones in the ear occasionally, or occasionally had an ear and would answer the phone at work, and started listening and getting into things. And then whenever I hit the COVID, I really had found the Veterans Network with DP, Nyalia, Brian, Jose, Christina, and Amy in Clubhouse. And I met Joey from the Mobile Cigar Lounge up in New Jersey. And I knew that I had to take the business to the next level even more and find out what I needed to do because of the connections that I made through Clubhouse in the evening sitting on there. So we took the business to an LLC February 10th. Shortly thereafter, we got connected with a phenomenal business writer, business consultant to help us write a business plan, a pitch deck, and all that stuff. And then through Clubhouse, I met Robert Garland, who was the founder of Fund the First, who walked us through the process and helped us get our crowdfunding up and running so we can start getting money so we can get our product to that next level to scalable and get it where we got to go to a co-packer, commercial kitchen, and be able to ship the product. And started hosting rooms in the Veterans Network, bringing veterans together because I knew I didn't know much. I got turned on to, I was already part of the Veterpreneur Tribe on Facebook. And then Eric Ranks had turned me on to the Warrior Council, signed up for the Warrior Council. And that's where I made the connection for the business plan through Nick Valentine, for the business consultant, I mean. And it was just unbelievable with what all this, I'm homesick on COVID and now I've got time and I'm doing all these things are just happening. Boom, 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 boom. And so we're going through that, getting connections with people, says, hey, I know a co-packer. And I, you know, we're just getting, you know, getting some idea, getting some traction. And then all of a sudden I got connected with Mike Starr with Blazing Star Barbecue Sauce. Great guy. And he's telling me about CPG. I'm like, what's CPG? I don't know. He was like, consumer packaged goods. There's some groups on here on Clubhouse. And there's this consulting firm that they're talking about. And maybe you could try them. They can help you get connected. Everybody's talking about him. You know, he's a good guy or it's a good company. They'll find you the right co-packer. So just the other day, I connected with the senior partner of Whole Brain Consulting. And he connected me with four co-packers, a couple distributors, and gave me a wealth of knowledge. We got in contact with two of those to return our call, and we are in a process of getting, seeing if they can make our package, make our product, and be able to get it shipped out for us. And we still need the crowdfunding so we can get to that $75,000 to cover the expenses. And what I would say is you need the network. Don't walk away as soon as you get out. Get plugged in. Get with somebody that's into your niche, into your tribe, find it, find the military community, and stay connected. And that's my story.
That's an incredible story.
Thank you.
Use the whole concept of turning a joke into reality and stick to what you know. We all know MREs, and it's automatically a hit. So associating it with that is just, everybody's going to buy into that. It's fun. It's just fun. I don't see a kid that wouldn't like to eat a crayon. I don't think a Marine would like to eat a crayon or anybody else. It's just like for parties, for everything. So the concept is genius. And thank you for sharing your story and the struggles, because a lot of people talking about the success, but they don't talk about the struggles. And it takes resilience to keep persisting even when everything keep going the other way. You figure it out. So that's amazing. I like it.
Yeah. And, one of the things that was a big hitter to us is when we had to turn down the National Rifle Association because we couldn't ship our product. They wanted us to be at their national conference, an $8,000 order. We had to turn down because we couldn't ship. And that's when we knew that, once this year came around, we had to make it happen and get there to be able to do that. And it's an amazing how far this has gone and how many people that we have reached and what we can do with it. So, and putting together a website was a learning curve. And getting the crowdfunding out there is our biggest thing. So they can find us at crayonsreadytoeat.com. And our crowdfunding link is on our website to be able to, try to drive traffic to it. They can find us on Instagram and Facebook and on TikTok at crayonsreadytoeat. We're on Twitter, crayons_R_E. And we're just trying to share it as much as possible. So the only, one of the things that I ask, it's people to do is, yes, help support us, but if you can't share it, and being able to share my story with you, hopefully can inspire others to, I can make it happen. The one thing the military teaches us is take action and how to adapt and overcome and pivot whenever something happens. And take that and do that, whatever you do throughout life. So,
yes, I think that's the basis of anybody that wants to be an entrepreneur. They need to understand that they need to roll with the punches and adapt. And every time there's a new curve, you just have to keep going. It's not how you get there. Is once you get there, it might take a couple twists and turns to get there, So thank you for sharing. Send us the link and we're going to post it under the bottom and the chat. And, it's definitely a story to tell. It's amazing. Much success. Anything else that you want to share? Any advice for anybody else that is just thinking about, sometimes we get stuck that maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I'm not, my idea is silly or my idea is not good enough. What would you tell them?
It's something that I just learned recently, and we all say, it's cliche or whatever else. Your network is your net worth. But whenever you get down, you get, lost or stuck or get into your head. I've been there. I've done it. And then it's caused me, I've made some wrong decisions and made some bad business decisions out of it. But you live and you learn from them. But I would say something like I learned recently is find your personal advisory board. Find 5-6 people that can come, that you can go to once a month, sit down, break bread with them, sit on a Zoom call, and just tell them what you got going on and what you're thinking and what your plans are and what your ideas are in business, and make sure that, you know, they're not being biased and they can give you advice that you can think on and make a decision and help you not make the wrong decisions, because ultimately the decisions we make today. So we have an unbiased opinion and help you get to where you got to be, and have people that, you know, can hold you accountable and uplift you, and then that can call you and text you, and or you can call and text them, and to help keep yourself going and don't alienate yourself. That would be my advice.
Yes, and like you mentioned, there are so many resources, so sometimes we have to plug in the veteran community, because there are so many resources for veterans that want to be entrepreneurs, and no one was utilizing them the proper way. And so, yeah. Well, thank you for being a guest. You're welcome anytime. And, you know, I see you everywhere next year. Maybe you can make a cereal box of crayons.
They've already done that one. You know, we're going to stick with the chocolate crayons for now. But we got some ideas of things coming in the future. So just stand by. And, you know, one of the things I'll tell you, you know, you can let the listeners know is we did pay homage to all military branches by the names of our crayons. We started out with 5 individual crayons, and we had Jarhead Red, Squid Blue, Dog Face Green, Flyboy Yellow, Puddle Pirate Orange. And once we are able to ship, we are introducing our 6th color. And we are hoping that 6th color is the joke that we put that goes on for decades for the Space Force. And we are introducing Space Cadet White into our packaging when we are able to ship. So we're setting the joke. We're starting the joke out now. So
that's pretty cool. I like the name.
Yep. They all taste like white chocolate. Flavors may come later on down the road, but right now they all taste the same. And, you know, like, you know, everybody supported me, you know, through helping me get where I'm at. Support one another and help each other out. And all we ask, like I said, is if you can donate, donate. And if you can't, we understand. Just share it with your friends and your family and help us spread the word. And
we definitely will.
I thank you for the opportunity to be here.
One quick question before you leave. I know that's one concern for every parent. So it's 100% safe to eat, right, for the children?
100%. We are the first edible, colorable crayon.
That's amazing. That's definitely the thing. You know, I'm sure my kids ate a lot of crayons that weren't healthy to eat. So exactly. That is a different choice.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for being our guest. And, you know, anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of Founders Time Podcast. Remember, subscribe to our newsletter at founderstime.com for more tips and tricks on how to make your podcast great. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to rate and review wherever you get your podcasts.